This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
The Trump administration has finally admitted it's Americans who pay the U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The de facto omission from President Trump came a week ago Tuesday when he said some of the new tariffs wouldn't be implemented on Chinese goods until after the Christmas shopping season, in quotes, just because in some cases the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers. Well, in other words, they're the ones paying the tariffs. In June alone, Americans paid $6 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. The list of exemptions for the Christmas shopping season reads like an Amazon / Best Buy gift list. No tariffs on consumer electronics, including smartphones, video game consoles, speakers, computer monitors, with various items of clothing and footwear. Goldman Sachs estimates that the current tariffs have already cost the average American family about $600, which, by the way, is close to the $560 per family that Canadian tariffs on U.S. dairy products cost us. But if the new round of Chinese tariffs goes on, that'll jump the cost to about $1,000 per American family. The Trump administration finally looks like they're starting to get the stark reality that when a country puts on tariffs, its own people pay for the tax on imports. But what about in Canada? Does the NDP, organized labor, anti-free trade groups like the Council of Canadians finally get that their protectionist demands would force Canadian consumers and businesses to pay hundreds, if not thousands, more? Now, I appreciate that admitting that degree of misstep might be a little too much to swallow, given they've been lobbying for imposing extra taxes on Canadian consumers who buy imported goods for decades. You know, even after 30 years plus since the free trade agreement the U.S. was implemented, and none of our dire warnings have come to pass. I mean, come on, we're not forced to sell our water. We've not become the 51st state. We've not had our social programs gutted by free trade. I mean, but they still can't bring themselves to admit they were wrong. Despite the fact that every stat supports the fact that Canada, a country of only, what, 35, 36 million people, has benefited from getting access to 350 million American consumers, the world's richest, and is why there was such a huge fear that a new free trade agreement would be derailed by President Trump's protectionism. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.